News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
It has emerged that the state has purchased homes once controlled by NAMA from a US private equity fund. The housing agency has confirmed that it bought almost 200 buy-to-let properties from the US equity firm Cerberus and that 26 of these units were once managed by NAMA. Joining us to discuss is Owen O'Brien, the Sinn Féin spokesperson for housing. Owen, you're very welcome to the programme. This, I suppose, maybe is a little complicated for people listening. What's your understanding of exactly the route these houses took through various ownerships?
Sure. So in 2016, the government created a €70 million fund for the housing agency to purchase blocks of vacant buy-to-lets from banks and funds of various kinds. The idea was the agency would buy them in groups and then sell them on individually to approved housing bodies. And the idea was, by virtue of doing it in this way, they get a discount. Over 1,800 properties have been offered to the housing agency over 2 years. They've signed contracts for about 404 as of June of this year, and about 200 of those have been sold on to approved housing bodies. So it's been an incredibly slow and frustrating process. News emerged at the weekend in the Sunday Business Post from Jack Horgan-Jones that Cerberus were in negotiations with the housing agency to purchase somewhere between 160 and 180 units, and 20 odd of those would have had loans previously secured by NAMA. There are two, maybe three really big questions that arise from this. The first is, back in 2015, NAMA offered 6,000 properties to sell to local authorities. Local authorities bought 2,000 of those and the rest went off elsewhere. So the first question is, were these 20-odd properties that are now being bought by the housing agency originally offered at a cheaper price to local authorities back in 2015? And if so, why weren't they bought then rather than being bought now? The second, of course, is Cerberus is in this for a profit. So clearly it's going to sell these properties on to the housing agency at a higher price than it bought them from NAMA. So again, how much profit has been made and is the taxpayer getting value for money? And then the third, of course, is, as we know, a lot of these vulture funds are able to avail of very generous tax breaks not available to anybody else. Tax breaks put in place by Michael Noonan and the then General Secretary of the Department of Finance, John Moran, to attract vulture funds in to buy up distressed assets. So, for example,
some of those tax breaks were tweaked, were they not, in Michael Noonan's last budget? There was a tightening of some of them, wasn't there?
They were a separate set of earlier tax breaks, but the ones I'm speaking about are specifically designed to attract vulture funds in to buy up distressed assets. So, for example, you know, have Cerberus paid any capital gains tax on the sale of these properties? So why weren't they bought by local authorities initially? Is the state making a net loss by the sale from NAMA to Cerberus to the housing agency? And is Cerberus paying any tax on any of this? Now, let me be very clear. I want the state to buy vacant properties to get families off council lists and families with children out of emergency accommodation. So I'm not saying that these houses shouldn't be purchased. Yeah. But I think the opposition and the taxpayer has a right to know whether value for money is being secured. And I think the minister needs to answer those three questions.
The idea that they could be part of this 4,000 units that were ultimately rejected for whatever reason, we don't know. We don't know the answer to that yet. And we'll endeavour to get an answer to that. But the concept that houses will make their way, I suppose, from, you know, developers to Inhocta banks, to NAMA, to Cerberus or other similar entities, and then back towards the housing authority. It's probably unavoidable that you'll get a situation like this to some degree, is it? You know, like, as in, NAMA would have said a couple of years ago when they were selling these, look, they wanted them off their books, they wanted the best return, they were selling them at market price, and that was their remit, I guess.
Here's the worry. First of all, look, we need long-term institutional investors in our residential property market, particularly the likes of pension funds who want to invest for the long term and get a low reasonable yield. The big worry is these vulture funds, because they're in for a quick buck irrespective of the social consequences for families. And the problem now is that initially when all the big vultures came in, they were looking at commercial assets. Those have now essentially kind of dried up. And what you're seeing is an increasing focus of the vultures on residential distressed assets. And that could be mortgages from PTSB or it could be these properties. So I suppose the worry is, well, this could only be 23 or 26 units. Is this going to be an increasing trend where funds that have no regard for the well-being of the people who live in those properties get in aggressively, purchase at low prices, sell at higher prices, and is both the state and ultimately the residents in those properties left in a difficult position? Like, there's an important report out by AIB this morning saying that we do need more institutional investment in our residential rental market. That's true. But so long as it's like what happens on the continent, which is pension funds and others get involved for the long haul and working people rent for life, what we don't need is short-term vulture funds incentivized by badly designed government tax breaks, making a quick buck and hurting the taxpayer and the tenants at the same time.
In the meantime, while these funds do own a certain amount of property in Ireland, and there's the possibility now that they'll be selling some back to the Housing Authority, are you calling then for capital gains, tweaks in capital gains in the upcoming budget? So at least on those properties, given that they bought them at a discount from the state and are selling them back to the state, that at least on these, whatever about the others, which I'm sure you want CGT paid on as well, but at least on these in the short term, Pascal Donoghue must impose capital gains?
Two things. First of all, we need to know the facts of what happened, right? So yeah. For example, it could be that the government got value for money out of this and the overall bundle of the 200 odd units was bought at a discount from market prices. So let's get the facts. And if the minister can stand over the deal, he should explain it. But look, the idea that vulture funds should get preferential tax treatment over all other categories of investors, landlords and private citizens is simply unethical. And the problem is it's not good. Michael Noonan, John Moran, now Pascal Donoghue designed it for a specific reason, but now we're seeing the chickens coming home to roost.
All right. On that note, Eoin Ó Briain, the Sinn Féin spokesperson for Housing On, thanks a million for coming into us this morning.